So, as I put out to the committee members last week, at this first meeting, we should do some housekeeping and do some brainstorming on the matters. All right, so housekeeping, we should think about who we'd like to elect as chair and secretary of the committee. We should designate someone to contact HR at Pacifica or maybe even the P&B personnel committee to get the confidentiality forms that, per the empowering motion, the non-LSB members must sign at the second meeting to remain on the committee. We should brainstorm about places where ads for the permanent position can be placed and what kind of language we like to use in the ad. Designate someone to find out how much of a budget Pacifica has for placing ads across the country and discuss how to proceed in light of the hiring freeze in place at Pacifica. Okay. All right, so are there any thoughts? I mean, we don't have to do the election tonight. We could, you know, just talk about if anyone has interest in either the positions, chair or secretary. Well,
I would like someone good, and therefore I'm not going to put myself forward because I know I don't have the bandwidth for it. Although I intend to participate actively.
Does it make sense maybe for if they are fine with it to have our non-LSB members be volunteer for one of those roles?
Non-LSB member. You mean a person of the committee, though, but not...
Yes, within the committee, yes.
Yeah.
Just because, a number of us, I think, wear different hats.
Yeah, Reggie or Rosalie could volunteer.
I won't volunteer because I don't feel I have the time to commit to being the chairperson.
Or secretary. Okay. All right. Well, I guess for this first meeting, we could just have... whoever has that noise in the background, could they mute themselves, please? All right. I guess for this first meeting, we could just have pro tem chair and pro tem secretary and revisit this at the second or third meeting when we can have proper elections.
Sean, would you like to be a pro tem chair?
Well, for tonight, since I volunteered to convene the first meeting, I'll continue on serving in that capacity, yes. Who will be the pro tem secretary? Will that be you, Michael?
I'm really bogged down in trying to get some documents out for other BAI purposes for another committee.
Okay.
They just gave it to me.
And whoever gets the phone, it's really loud.
Errol, we could hear you and your conversation.
Sorry, sir.
Jeez. Okay. Anyone willing to be pro temp secretary for tonight? All right, well, I guess I'll do that.
What is the goal in town for tonight?
Say it again?
What is the responsibility of the pro tem secretary for tonight? Taking minutes. And just have official decisions of the committee?
Yeah.
No further. All right, I can do that.
Okay, Jack. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Okay. All right, so Jack, just notate that we're the pro tem chair and pro tem secretary for tonight, and we'll revisit the issue of electing permanent chair and secretary at later meetings, or subsequent meetings, I should say. Okay. Now, according, the next item that I came up with was designate someone to contact HR or even the PNB Personnel Committee to get that confidentiality form. All right. Well,
I don't mind doing that.
Can you explain more?
Explain more about what?
About the confidentiality forms.
Oh, according to the, let me just get this here. According to the 2014 PNB motion regarding LSB search process for the program director, one of the items is that the PNB personnel committee shall provide a copy of the job description, candidate evaluation criteria, and for non-LSB members of a created subcommittee, confidentiality agreement to be executed by the subcommittee's second meeting. The thinking here is that LSB PNB members are already covered by confidentiality, but the non-LSB, non-PNB members need to sign that, affirming that, you know, everything that happens in committee will remain in committee, will remain confidential.
Okay.
I mean, I don't mind doing it, but I don't know how to reach the PMB committee. I tried actually over the weekend to call the Pacifica Foundation or whatever, the 5100 number. I did leave a message because I was concerned that we didn't have a description, a job description of the for the program director. But I never got a call back, and there's not a voice. I mean, it's just you just can leave a message. So, I mean, I would be glad to do it, but I'm stumped as to how to reach them.
I would just call Bertels, who must have a number for the HR person.
But Bertels not going to, I mean, I don't know how to reach Bertels either, really.
Oh, I know.
Because I have found whenever I've tried to reach him.
Well, I mean, I don't mind doing this if people want.
Okay.
Here's what I would be willing to do. Since I'm on the PNB, I can contact the chair, Alex Steinberg, and ask him to direct me to the members of the PNB personnel committee so I can get this information, this documentation, and then forward it to the rest of you all.
Okay.
Agreeable?
Mm-hmm.
Agreeable.
Okay. All right. Next item. Places where we could, where the ads can be placed. And what kind of language we want to use. Well, as Rosalie pointed out, we don't have the current job description or even an old one to go by to see what language we could use or want to use. But I think for the moment, we can just brainstorm about places where we could place the ads. Generally, the thinking is to place them far and wide so that we have we can gather from a large pool. So, any ideas?
Somewhere, if I dig around, I have a program director job description that we looked at for the MIC purposes. Although I think that you know, we look at something and then we figure out what we want. Because I don't know that you know, people working on things have necessarily thought of everything. And I endorse going widely in our search. I hope that we can do that with, you know, also at not too much expense. But also where we search is going to bring in different kinds of candidates. I know, I think the last time the there was a search committee, they came up with six candidates, but I heard that WPFA, when they went searching, had some like 80 candidates. You know, maybe that's because they didn't knock them out as easily in the beginning. I think that you know, there are a lot of concerns when we bring someone in because of, frankly, I think there's, you know, plenty of people who we need to be careful about who would actually want to work contrary to the best interests of Pacifica. So, and we have to think where to find the people who really would be wanting to see Pacifica, see WBAI succeed for the right reasons.
Go ahead, Sophia.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, Michael.
Okay.
Were you closing up?
I'm finished for now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's, Jack can also add to this, that there's a lot, there are actually a lot of people who are very talented, very social justice oriented, left-wing, who care about, you know, journalistic integrity, who want to connect it to, other sort of investigative journalists and are part of a network. And I think we can post to places like Idealist, of course, which is a kind of a general, job listings board for progressive organizations. It's a whole range of them. Some of them are not, you know, but it's where people look. And I think we can also, post to places like the News Guild, which is the Union of the Communication Workers of America. There's a whole network of journalists that people are connected to are part of the News Guild, and we can kind of help spread the word there as well. You know, I think for a listing like this, we really do want someone who's tapped into, you know, who cares about independent, left-wing, progressive media, the challenges corporate media. And I think we want to be able to, you know, when people apply, that their resumes reflect that, you know, that their work can reflect that too. And that they have real roots and relationships in New York with the communities that are represented at BAI. And I think that, so we want to sort of achieve a balance between like who's actually been, you know, dedicated to, non-commercial media and who cares about listener-supported media and who has done up the work, I think. Those are, I think, some of the criteria that we would want to keep. So I would suggest those two, the News Guild and Idealist. And I'm trying to think of other places, but those are the main ones that come up right now.
Thank you. Do we want to, I mean, traditionally, ads have been placed in the standard places such as the New York Times and Monster.com. Are those places agreeable to put into the pool as well?
I think Monster is cheap, and the New York Times costs more. You know, the last time I was advertising for jobs was quite some time ago, and you know, what I knew was that the whole process had changed a lot because of the disruption of the internet, so that it was very hard for me to, you know, get current at that time, and I don't know if it's at all the same. So I don't know.
Well, that's where getting a. I'm sorry, did someone else want to speak to this?
Mercifully, yeah. I would suggest City Limits. What's the Columbia University Journalism School? What is, I'm not sure that I have the right, you know, do you know that? resource, I would suggest actually writing to Bill Moyers, maybe Laura Flanders, and alert them to, you know, the fact that we're advertising for a program director and ask them to, you know, either pass the word or they may know of somebody that they feel would be qualified. So I would suggest that we think of names of people who, like Bill Moyers and Laura Flanders, who we might want to contact personally. And I don't mind writing a letter to that we can send to them.
I think if before we do that, I think we want to have the actual listing first.
No, absolutely.
Oh, that's
obvious, yeah.
But I agree that networking, and I think Laura Flanders is someone who had been sort of interested in the position at one time, so she's likely to know other people who are thinking that way, and maybe like Chris Hedges seems very well connected and that kind of thing.
Okay. All right, so again, we're just brainstorming here. These aren't written in stone, and I'm sure more will come. All right, so let's see. Find out how much of a budget Pacifica has for placing ads across the country, which would funnel into placing ads in the New York Times or even in the New York Times website. Because in the past, I think there's different rates, if memory serves correctly.
By the way, I know we can advertise very inexpensively.
Where's that?
Which is WBAI.
Well, yes. Well, yes,
that's a given. Can I ask a question? I don't know if we're skipping ahead here, but can we talk about this specific hiring freeze and how it impacts us?
Well, that's the next item.
Okay.
But let's just finish brainstorming on places. Any other ideas?
I feel like can we start like a draft document where every committee member can post their suggested places so everyone gets a chance to see what we're looking at and what we're suggesting.
So I'm not clear on what you're suggesting. Want to do that now, just a minute, or after the meeting?
Oh, never mind. It's okay. I think it'll be reflected in our minutes, and then we can just add more. It's fine.
Okay. Okay. All right, so let's get to the discussion about the hiring freeze. Sophia, what do you want to say?
No, I guess I was asking, how does that impact this?
recently, the PND passed a motion saying that there's a hiring freeze throughout Pacifica. Anyone needing or wanting to do hires, they would need to go before the PND to make a case for that and get their approval. Now, here's where it gets a little complicated. We have an interim program director by Pacifica bylaws. We are to create a pool of candidates to do a permanent hire. Now, I don't know if the money for that position will be considered a new hire or, you know, an old hire because it's already there. We're already paying someone. So I don't know how to proceed here.
I guess doesn't apply to existing positions, right? This is applying to hiring freeze for any new positions we would, you know, theoretically create.
That's my interpretation.
I don't know how to interpret the hiring freeze, and I I don't know if it has been interpreted by anyone else, but I guess there are some questions.
Can we ask tomorrow at the, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but can we just also ask this tomorrow at the board meeting for Alex or Ralph or William to clarify?
You mean James, not William.
Sorry, James. Sorry, I'm like looking at all my emails. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I mean, you know, Pacifica obviously should be happy if we were paying someone less than the current interim director, or sometimes, you know, they say, oh, yeah, you've got a hiring freeze, but if you're moving someone within the organization, then, you know, that's exempt.
Okay. All right, so we'll ask tomorrow at the LSB meeting.
But it seems that no matter whether there is a freeze, and a freeze for, you know, the new program director or not, that we still have an obligation to continue the process.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And
otherwise.
Yes, I agree with you. And the other thing to keep in mind is that this is historically a lengthy process. We're talking about at least a year. So in a year's time, you know, there may not be a freeze in place any longer.
Is that, can we talk about expectations?
Wait. One at a time. I heard Sophia, and who was the other person?
Nancy from KPFC. I'm just listening. And I heard them when they made that motion. And the motion included replacements and... All right, you got
lost you there.
I'm sorry. I heard the PMD when they made that, pass that motion or whatever. It's includes replacements and contractors. Anybody you hire, you need to go to the PMD.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for clarifying. I guess I would like to know, Sean, because you mentioned it, what are our expectations as a committee? Do we really think that it will take us a year to find a replacement, knowing that there is both the need for us to resolve this, I think, sooner rather than later for BAI, and the fact that a year is also a very long time. So I feel like we should set an expectation for how long we want to be doing this.
Sophia? Every search committee that has been created to do a search for this position, new people come in and say, oh, no, it can't take that long. We have to do it much faster. And inevitably, it takes that long.
Can we talk more about why? Because also we're talking about, like, we're assuming, you know, a search committee during a year that isn't, like, extremely... I mean, we are in a moment where we have a global pandemic, an economic crisis, unprecedented unemployment, and a movement around Black Lives. And it seems to me that that is a very kind of unique moment, and I feel as though if we are talking about BAI assuming some sort of direction and position with, you know, connecting to communities in New York, attempting to be a station that provides independent media in this really unprecedented moment, I feel like that's a little bit different than an off year at a different time when it would take you this long. I guess I don't know if I'm being clear, but it seems to me a little bit like a long time. And I guess, the last thing I would add is that if someone here could, like, who's been through this before, could walk me through, when we say it takes us a year, how long does it take? Are we saying the first month is when we've completed all of our sort of, like, requirements for drawing up what we would put on job listings, and then we would, like, put them on the job listings, and then we would take another 2 months until, is that the idea, 2 months until the deadline for all submissions, and then we would review an interview? Is that what we mean by, I guess, what are the benchmarks that we want to put together?
What you cited there is an example of what's involved in the process. The committee meets, sets up its criteria, sets up when announcements, when the job postings can be made, allow people time to see that and then respond. Then we go through the resumes, and then we go through interviews. Traditionally, we did phone interviews for people that we had some interest in. Those we were more serious about, we had in-person interviews. Scheduling all of that takes time. And then after the in-person interviews, there's a meeting with the staff to get feedback from them on these potential candidates. And then the committee meets and to discuss and brainstorm and just that and the other. And giving the schedule of the committee members as well, it ends up taking that long.
One thing I'll say is, you know, hopefully in the end we get the right candidate, because the AI has a history of turnover in the position. I think prior to Linda's assumption as an interim, we had six program directors that lasted less than a year. Another thing I'd say is that the process, let's not forget how the process can be valuable. I mean, I've sort of, you know, when I was out looking for a job, or, you know, I've talked to people who are looking for a job and they don't like it, and they, you know, I start talking to them about, you can actually just really enjoy looking for a job because you can do so much education of yourself by talking to people about what job possibilities there are and how you fit in somewhere. And sort of in reverse, I think we're going to learn a lot about possibilities for the station just by talking to a bunch of different people.
I don't disagree with that. I guess I wonder if having this be a year-long process dragged out may actually discourage our applicants because of how long it would take to hear back from them. And the bureaucracy itself is something that will kind of discourage them from seeing whether or not they can fit in, because, you know, a lot of people also get know whether or not they've been hired rather than kind of wait out the prospect. Mm-hmm. And slowly, we are in an unprecedented economic crisis. It's not just about the value of the experience of a job, but whether or not you can pay rent. And so I wonder if people will stick around for a whole year waiting to hear back.
Traditionally, we explain that process to them before we interview them and make that clear. And just about 10 out of 10 people are that committed to waiting it out.
I think
I'm sorry, if our process is a year, it doesn't translate into a year for it's less than a year for the people who are applying.
Technically, yes.
Rosalie here. I agree with Sophia. I think we should find a way that we can shorten the process from 1 year to whatever number of months. And I think one way we can do it is that we begin reviewing the applications as they come in so that we don't wait until the month or whatever period of time people have to apply to begin the review. So, but at the end, end of the application period, we will have reviewed most or nearly all of the applications, and then we can proceed accordingly.
That's an idea. I have no objection to that. But, you know.
I like that idea, Rosalie, and I second it.
Can I ask a clarifying question? This is Jack.
Okay, go ahead, Jack.
I mean, is Linda aware that we're, like, looking for somewhere else? Is she going to be part of this process? Because if we're putting out ads and it's taking a year, what would motivate her to continue to want to be doing good work for the station? If she's actively being sought to be replaced. I'm not saying that we can't be doing that, but if we're having a long timeline to replace someone.
Hold on. The holder of the current interim position is invited to submit a resume and will be interviewed. There's no guarantee that we're replacing her. And if it turns out that the committee decides to go with her as one of the recommendations, it will just mean that she will be afforded the official title of permanent program director, not interim.
So if I may also, Linda knows that we're doing this. You know, we've already, when we were staffing the committee, we put carts on the air saying that this was in the process. And in addition, I don't think this is in any way confidential, but Linda took Carolyn and I aside at one point and said she wanted to see the process go forward because she wants to have the official title, and I've heard her talk about wanting to have the official title more than once. However, I did also have a conversation with Linda at another time when she forgot that she had taken us aside and said she wanted to see the process go through, and she was experiencing anxiety because of the process. So,
yeah, I mean, she has expressed frustration to me directly about this before multiple times. Doesn't mean we can't be doing this. Linda is clearly, at least from my conversations with her, upset about how the way this has gone down. Now, we are in a position to be doing something like this, but I think it's pertinent that we do it as quickly as possible.
We can try, but I'm telling you, don't be surprised if it doesn't turn out that way.
Can I just endorse the as quickly as possible idea? But when I do that, I'm not making any judgment about what is possible.
I think there's certain things that can be much more, can be sped up in the process. I think what Rosalie said, that we review applications as they come in, but we set a date for, you know, beginning to discuss them and go over them. We don't have to, like, have the earliest date possible for reviewing the final decision, but I think we should review the applications as they come in, and we should set a deadline for when they should all come in. It shouldn't take another 6 months once the listing is up for you to wait for a response.
Okay, I second that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Sounds like three people out of five agree with that.
That's we're agreeing to the as quickly as possible concept.
Yeah, so I guess I would like to know, I think our first action item is to make sure all of our what we need to do is in place. So reaching out, I think Rosalie was going to reach out for the confidentiality form.
No,
so
I
begin.
Am.
Oh, Sean, okay. So why don't we, coming out of this, have that as our first action item, is to review the job listings from previous years and make sure we have all the paperwork and clarify about the hiring freeze situation. I think from there, you know, that then we can start discussing where to post this.
And also we have to write it.
Right. But my main suggestion is that, along with Rosalie, is that we, once we've done that, that we review applications on a rolling basis, and that we set, once we've posted our job listings, that in, when we write it up, that we have a set deadline that is no later than 6 months from the time of the listing. I'll just leave it at that because it's open-ended and we can discuss a concrete date, but I don't think it should be more than 6 months out.
Yeah, it's usually 2 or 3 months, if that.
Okay, because I'm really not sure why it takes a year.
Well, I will... Who's this?
This is Reggie.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Reggie.
No, hey,
Reggie.
It was just took me a while to get connected, but I'm here.
Okay.
Ops in, ops out. I'm going to have to go engineer a live program in a couple of minutes.
Okay. Thank you, Mac. But the recording is still going, right?
I hope so.
Okay. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
It's still going.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Reggie, I'm glad that you joined. I've been explaining to people how it's possible that this process takes a year. You were on the last PD search committee with me.
Yes.
Perhaps. Okay. You can illuminate for folks all the things that happen that make it go that long. But let me just make my statement here. Once we set out the announcements, we usually give people like about a month or two to reply. And then from there, it takes time to do the other stuff.
What other stuff?
I will, the other stuff I spoke about earlier before Reggie got on the call. But I was going to say that if you want more information about why and how it takes so long, I would refer you to Basir, who was also adamant that the process not take that long, and he was rather surprised that it did take that long. And Reggie, he can tell you why it takes that long. So, Reggie, go ahead.
Well, just in my point of view, I happened to be blessed or cursed to be part of the last PD search committee. And as Sean mentioned before, Basir was, I think he was the chair. And
yes,
we all agree that this thing should not have taken as long as it should. I think that 6 months with all of us was the maximum, and it ended up being about maybe almost 9 months to a year, only because of the fact that there were so many, there was some of us in the group had these stipulations that were just, I think that challenged ideology versus experience, and there was such a period of time where I don't know how to say this. It was just Well, let me just say it like this. There were, I don't think that the job was that interesting for the candidates that we got. We didn't get that much of a pool, but maybe I'm thinking a little bit Pollyannish this time. I think because the job market is such in the crapper right now, I think that we may actually benefit candidates and more candidates sooner than later. But as Sean has mentioned, in the past, in the last one, it did take a while, but it wasn't because of the fault of the committee. It was because there was that, because the candidates came in drips and drabs. And part of it was because of how we posted. Part of it is because of the job interest. There was a lot of factors in the mix. But I feel, and again, I'll be the first one to admit, I may be Pollyannish in this, that I think that the job selection, I think that the job pool, the candidate pool should be a lot vastly improved this time around because, well, the job market sucks right now. So, but which means that maybe it may be more competitive. We may actually get a better crop of individuals that may actually be part of the process of getting a job. And that should, and that really should benefit everyone in here. That's my plan. I'm done.
Thank you, Reggie. Another thing that occurred to me as you were speaking, another factor that contributed to delay was that when Basir contacted Pacifica because things that we needed to get from them, either information to get clarification on a particular procedure or how to do something, he could get an immediate answer.
And that took 3 months just to get an answer. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there was a lot
came back.
Of
yeah. Yep. So I'm just saying, yes. Yes, it's ideal to aim for less than a year. I'm just cautioning you that don't be surprised if it takes that long. That's all.
Yeah, because the last
Why don't you say that?
The same thing. Huh?
Rosalie here. Why don't we say that our goal is 6 months and we'll go from there. The aim is to try to do it within 6 months and we'll be as expedient as possible. And we'll see what happens rather than looking at it as a year. I mean, I understand what you're saying, Sean, having, you know, served on one of those committees a long time ago. But I feel that this committee is, you know, rigorous about its assignments and we go through the review process quickly because everybody is going to be involved. I think maybe we can, you know, expedite the process.
Well, just like what Sean said, I mean, it's nice to have that goal, but I think I agree with them based on my experience on the last committee is that it's good to have that goal, but don't be shocked if it may take longer than that. And I think that that 6 months should be fair. But you said, but with that said, don't be shocked. And I agree with them
I appreciate this. I also feel like what you were saying, Reggie, which is that, you know, things have changed as well. So we are dealing with a different job market, and it does help to set ourselves up to with a goal. And I like Rosie's goal of saying, let's just shoot for 6 months, and we'll go from there. If it takes longer, that will arise based on what applications we get and what questions we have and how this goes. But I would like it. So this is be our expectation that like 6 months is the goal, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Can I this Jack? Just a quick question about the kind of so last time around it was documents that were needed from Pacifica that stalled things for that 3 month or so period. Is there a way to preempt that and get that process rolling beforehand, or is that something that has to wait until the candidates themselves are already been vetted?
Well, maybe, I don't know if you want to answer that, Sean. well, okay, I guess I'm going to answer it. I think that it's fair that Basir, since Basir was the chair of the last CD search committee, you may actually have a copy of that. So I think that since you all have a meeting tomorrow, maybe it would be worth it to ask him whether he has a copy of that, because just like before, if you're going to reach out to Pacifica, and I don't know how many times management changed in the last time we were in a PD search committee, but if you can reach out to Basir on that one, that may just cut the time substantially. That would be
nice. Great. Yeah, I can take the lead on that.
Thank you, Jack.
Yeah.
Okay. Reggie, just for your edification,
okay,
this meeting has been recorded. So the stuff that, and it will be posted on kpftx.org. So if you want to hear any of the stuff that you missed, you can go there.
Okay.
And Jack is the pro tem secretary, and he's taking minutes of the things we discussed. So you could also read that if you want to gain information about what took place before you showed up.
Okay. I appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Something else that occurred to me as we were having our discussion, and I don't know if we need to decide this right now, but at some point we need to settle upon a place, a repository, to receive these applications.
Can we set up a...
I think Basir or the secretary at that time, Beverly, they set up a Gmail account to receive the application. Okay. And after once they came in, Basir or the secretary circulated those applications to the committee. But as I was saying, we don't need to decide that tonight. We can, mull that over. About
something
what kind
on
of
the mask,
email
right?
You want to
get a
with.
New color. You can get a designer mask. It's such a the opposition is so trivial and nonsensical relative to the risk. You could get sick. You could make somebody else sick, even if you think you're a Superman or Superwoman.
Can we mute this?
You could bring the virus home and get someone sick, and it winds up killing them.
Sounds like
here at WBAI, you can get one of those interesting face masks. We've created masks which show the value of our radio station, WBAI, and show that we value others. The masks are 100% cotton. They're available in white or black. For a contribution of $35, it gets you a WBAI face mask with our logo and the saying, "Keep free speech radio alive." Please call 516-620-3602 and ask for a WBAI face mask for a contribution of $35. 516-620-3602 or go to the WBAI donation website, give to WBAI.org, and order a WBAI logo face mask. And you'll help us pay for this listener-sponsored free speech radio station, WBAI New York. Thank you for your support.
So that we can think about questions that we feel should we are questions about the ad that we want to write, and also we can begin thinking about questions that we would ask the applicants as well, so that each of us can begin thinking about both those things.
On the count!
I agreed that I would contact
I'm trying to contact Max right now. I'm contacting Max right now.
Okay. Earlier I agreed that I would contact the personnel committee to get the confidentiality and that job description.
Immediately, even before our next meeting, so that we can be prepared to think about the ad. And, well, I mean, I guess it would be later on thinking we begin thinking about questions that we would ask the applicant. You need the job description in order to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Thank you.
So, Rosie, okay. You thought that was going to be hard?
No, nothing is hard for you, Sean. I know you for a long time.
So, do we have anything more to discuss tonight?
Sorry, can we go back to the question about where to send the applications? We can always wait until we confirm we have the job listing.
Just to follow up what Sean says, I think that it makes a lot of sense just to create an account where all the resumes can be forwarded at a central location. That makes the most sense to me, I think.
Yeah, but I wasn't suggesting that we do that right now or tonight. I'm just saying that's something we should give some thought to.
Right. No. I get it. I understand.
Okay.
I'm just agreeing with you. That's it.
Okay. Okay. I think we've covered as much as we can cover for tonight. And we have our assignments, our action items. So,
Tom, can you send the notes that you took? Or whoever took notes for tonight?
Jack took notes.
I took the notes.
Oh, Jack. Okay.
I mean, do they need to be an official minute form, or can I just send out what I got down?
I think if we just have, we know who attended and what the main points are.
Right.
All right, great. Yeah, I can get that up.
Okay.
I mean, I'm happy to share what I was writing down, but it's not going to be, intelligible completely to everyone.
Okay, so I guess until we have our next meeting, I guess I'll poll people
and see what they're voting. Shouldn't we decide on a meeting date now?
Well, I think it would be better if I poll people and for possible dates.
Oh, I see.
Because to try to do that now on a call, it's not a pretty picture.
But why can't we do it on the call right now?
I can only speak for myself, but I feel like I don't actually know if I will have that availability for next month. It would be good for me to check my calendar out of this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's the same for me.
Okay.
I'm currently looking for work, but I really don't know what my schedule is going to be like going forward.
Yeah, that's real talk.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you all for your participation and your patience.
Thank you, Sean. Thank
yes,
you,
thanks.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, organizers.
Thanks to everyone.
Okay. Until next time. Okay.
Yay for props. Bye. Let's make this happen whenever.
Indeed.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you,
Mike. Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah.